T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Illinois House has given final approval to a bill that would lead to an elected Board of Education in Chicago. Representative Delia Ramirez says the bill gives families the same voice families across the state already have.
If kids in Wester Springs could have an elected school board, if kids in Joliet can have an elected representative school board, if kids in Waukegan can have an elected representative school board, why can't kids in Chicago?
Mayor Lightfoot continues to oppose the measure, while the Chicago Teachers Union says the vote represents the will of the people. The Chicago Public School System laid out its plan for spending a large chunk of the federal stimulus dollars it'll be receiving over the next couple of years.
CPS is to get nearly $2 billion in COVID relief money. It laid out plans for $525 million of it, a good portion, $160 million, to be spent the way school principals see fit. The Moving Forward Together plan includes hiring 850 people to serve as literacy tutors, mental health and mentorship programs, and opportunities for more students to go to summer school. There will be a couple of town halls on Moving Forward Together at the end of the month. And then in January, individual schools will have town halls to talk about ways money should be spent in their communities. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Starting tonight, the Chicago skyline will be lit up in honor of Juneteenth.
The plan to turn the city's skyline red through Saturday evening was announced on Wednesday, the same day that Governor Pritzker signed a bill making June 19th an Illinois state holiday. On June 19th, 1865, the last enslaved black people were freed in Texas. The Building Owners and Managers Association of Chicago is helping to create the red skyline in honor of Juneteenth. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 16-year-old girl is recovering after being hit by a bulldozer on the southwest side last night. Police say the bulldozer was moving near 26th and Central Park when the girl walked into the street and was hit. She's hospitalized in stable condition with injuries to her head, legs, and arms. Charges are now being filed against a man in connection with the sexual assault of a teenager on a bike path in Beach Park.
Lake County Sheriff's deputies have now arrested 27-year-old Tremaine Johnson of Beach Park as the prime suspect of a sexual assault that happened on June 7th. The arrest warrant was obtained after DNA from a hair sample taken from the scene of the assault matched with Johnson's DNA, which was archived in the Combined DNA Index System, or CODIS. His DNA was in the system due to out-of-state weapons charges. The Lake County Sheriff's Office tells the WBBM newsroom that Johnson was taken into custody without incident and is now charged with two felony counts of attempted aggravated criminal sexual assault and one count of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, which is a Class 2 felony. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man from southwest suburban Burbank is charged with attempted murder for allegedly shooting another man during a test drive of a vehicle in Oak Lawn. 23-year-old Abdullah Jagma is accused of shooting a 19-year-old Round Lake man as he was test driving a vehicle Jagma was selling. A witness told police the vehicle was driving at high speed before crashing into a tree near the intersection of Oak Park Avenue and 95th Street. Both men are hospitalized, with the gunshot victim reported to be in critical condition. A 19-year-old is dead after he was killed early this morning in a crash on Lakeshore Drive. Police say the driver of a Cadillac Escalade was speeding when they lost control, went through a guardrail, and crashed into a light pole. The driver was thrown from the SUV and later pronounced dead at the hospital.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.